This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, and tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out this morning to AM 950, The Answer, over in Orlando, FM 94.9. Now, a special shout-out goes out also to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there behind the wheel, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Felix, send the bulk mail haulers, John the mail hauler, too. Wishing you a great day out there hauling the mail to the post offices, and of course our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, and our Amazon warehouse workers who's working there in the warehouse, as well as our drivers out there tuning in. Thanks very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter. All the same way, Captain's America, Captain's America. That's how you follow us over there. Now, don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com to find out more about what we do and how we do it. All right, joining us right now from the northern part of Florida, up in the peninsula, almost all the way to Georgia, not quite, but almost, we have Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Chester,
they couldn't wait to get out there on the porch and do that for you. They've been excited for the last couple hours. So Frank's coming on, Frank's coming on. So there you go. All right. Got to give him a special thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, people in digital applause world.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag, of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will remind you about that every time. Well, Frank, we have a caller on the line we're going to take right away to find out what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, my name's Elizabeth. I'm calling from Land O'Lakes, Florida.
Great little place.
It is. It's a great place to be.
Yep.
Yeah, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I just want to say I am a big believer in prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that with Herschel Walker, we need to storm heaven with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting day, a Tuesday, because it's a feast day in the Catholic Church of St. Nicholas. He was a bishop of the church in 325 A.D. He attended the Council of Nicaea. And as the story has it, that he actually came up against Arius, who was, you know, the Arian heresy, which is different than the Arians today.
Mm-hmm.
But the Arian heresy, you know, denied that, you know, the divinity of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just said that he was man made God instead of God made man, right?
Right, right.
And so I just want to tell people, whoever's listening, to please, you know, ask for his intercession, because feast days are huge. And, of course, he's like one of the patrons of the Greek Orthodox Church as well. And they have many churches named after him.
Yep.
But in the Catholic Church, right, we know about St. Nicholas, but people just think, oh, it's candy and shoes and that sort of thing in Holland. But it's really a big deal, because I think, I know that they have a lot of intercessors. You know, Hebrews 12 tells us that we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
Right.
It's just, not just angels, it's the saints.
All right, well, we'll talk it here, talk it up here, and we'll see what Frank has to say. But thanks a lot for the call, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Take care.
I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. Okay. Well, you know, Frank, first of all, the power of prayer is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And coming from a background when you're dealing with people's lives, in the many years that both you and I spent on the ambulance, you understand that there is a hand of God in some of the things that happen here on earth.
Yep.
There's no question about it. Anybody who has been in that position for as many years as you and I did saw it happen. It's hard to explain a lot of things that we saw.
Yep.
Especially when the outcome was very, very good.
Especially when you brought somebody back from a massive heart attack.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about the battle of good and evil, right and wrong, like we're seeing today in our culture.
Yep.
Yeah. Asking for the path forward and guidance for a path forward is always a smart and humble way to go forward. So when you're looking at, we talked about Herschel Walker before we got on the air, and they had that special election coming Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. And I say that kind of rolling my eyes, because it's something we should all be doing. George Washington asked for guidance all the time.
You bet.
All of our founding fathers asked for guidance all the time. So let's pray that the people handling the ballots and the people who are going to execute the election on Tuesday as election day, maybe if they had humility enough to ask for guidance, we wouldn't see some of the chicanery that we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of things that people need to understand. First of all, the military, we have hearts in the military. We have hearts as first responders. One of the last things that we did before troops were sent into battle, number one, and firefighters went into a major evolution, number two, was we got on our hands and knees and we prayed. And I mean that sincerely and honestly. I'll get into that on the way back. I got to take a break with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Hey, go nowhere. We's a coming right back with a whole bunch more on a Monday morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? That's why shotgun.
They got Obama fall.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. And before we get back to Frank, I need to tell you this segment of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss. That's spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Now, this time we're going to talk about Moss Nissan and their dealerships, because they have a dealership in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan brand-new facility on State Route 50 just this side of the Suncoast Parkway in Brooksville. And I mean to tell you, you want to see a place you could eat off the floor? That's one of them. That's one of them. Now, remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, police, sheriff, state police, or church pastors too, all get a great deal taken care of and offered to you. In addition, they have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle that includes free oil changes and tire rotations. So check them out online first. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out online first, and then set up an appointment and go check them out and see what they got in the way of certified pre-owned and brand new. You might be surprised. You might make a deal, and all you got to do is tell them the captain sent you, and that'll open the door a little wider. All right. Back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, and good morning, Frank, and welcome back.
Mr. Captain.
You know, it's always a pleasure when you and I can sit here and use a little nostalgia to talk about what we just did during the break, because you and I have talked about a lot of the stuff that suddenly, and I'll use a terminology that I haven't heard in a while, that suddenly the young whippersnappers are starting to use that we were using 20 years ago on the radio, talked about almost every year, several times a month, until today, where we're still talking about it, and that is these people, well, the government's doing this, and well, they got people embedded, and well, how'd that happen? Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I wrote about it with a consortium of writers from back when in the New Media Journal day, which in the fraudulent senator.
Yep.
That chronicled and documented the placement of careerists in the Department of Justice, especially, to run interference politically for the progressive left moving forward. These were people who were hired in upper middle management who had career paths to the top, people like Christopher Wray, you know, and now he's the director of the FBI. And we're seeing that whole executive floor over at the DOJ and the whole executive floor over at the FBI completely politicized. And that was something that was started by in a concerted effort by Bill Clinton and the Clinton White House.
Yep.
They knew going forward that if they were going to be pivoting the nation away from the Constitution and towards executive management over the legislative branch, that they needed to have a bunch of people firewalling that effort at the DOJ and at the in the investigative agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, when everybody's complaining about the FBI and the DOJ being politicized, well, there were some people screaming about this close to 20 years ago.
Yep.
That it had to stop, and all of the executives at these places had to be purged. I'm just thankful that finally we're getting to a point in time where people understand that there needs to be a purge, not only at DOJ and the FBI, but at all of the intelligence gathering organizations and over at the State Department.
Yep. Yep, you're absolutely totally spot on. All right, let me go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is, so I'm going to take a wild guess. Good morning. Is this Mary in St. Pete?
Yes, good morning.
What's up?
Yes, and I'll bet you were called a conspiracy theorist back then when you were saying things.
We were called worse than that.
I'll bet.
Like, we were called a lot of things.
Yeah.
Just as people still are today.
Mm-hmm.
January 6th, I got to tell you, those people need to get out like yesterday. They're just trying to speak up their mind, and there's not a lot of people sticking up for them. But they saw what was going on. We all know what's going on, and we knew it back then. To try to get through to other people who don't believe this, for example, what's the origin of Facebook by the government, and why in the world do people not understand that the World Economic Forum, the first platform of those folks, is depopulation and connect the dots? I don't understand why people don't get that. Thank you.
Pretty simple where I'm sitting. They don't pay attention.
Oh, our society has groomed, and I'm using that word specifically,
mm-hmm.
Our society has groomed us to be self-important. We've gone through close to two generations now who have been taught that everything they do is wonderful, that everybody gets a trophy,
yep.
That there are no consequences to your actions, and that if you don't get your way, you are a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So when you install this false self-importance about people, they only think about themselves, and that's when they stop listening to anything else. You know, January 6th, the bottom line about January 6th is that we now have political prisoners in the United States, which is something that used to be reserved for despot nations like Cuba and Venezuela. You can make that argument. It's a legitimate argument, and it should be actionable under the Fourth Amendment especially, and the First Amendment in a close second. But the arguments fall on false ears because it doesn't fit the narrative that people want to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about the World Economic Forum, it's in black and white. They don't believe in sovereignty of nations. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights as we have them written in the United States. They don't believe in the Creator. They want to create their own global government that is going to just ignore the sovereignty of nations. And they've decided the world's overpopulated. And that's just a fact.
Right.
Read the Great Reset, and you'll hear what Mary said is absolutely true.
Yep.
So, conspiracy theorists? I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory or not. It's certainly a conspiracy. Those are two different things.
Sure.
But they do deserve to be looked at talked about and examined. And until we can get people to be humble enough to sit down and listen and don't automatically believe that they're right about something without researching it, we're kind of behind the eight ball.
Yeah, you're right. Title 42, Frank, December 21st, what's going to happen?
Oh, God, you know.
Is he going to pull the plug?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either.
There's a coin flip in the air.
Yep, I don't either.
It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be.
Nope.
But it's a coin flip in the air. And if we were actually a country that was operating under the rule of law, that had the Constitution as its basis, it wouldn't be twirling in the air. So I don't have an answer for you.
Well, I think I have to base it on this. The drug cartels smuggling humans, fentanyl, stolen tractor-trailer goods, I mean, whatever, coming across the U.S.-Mexican border, they are definitely public enemy number one. Don't take my word for it. Take Chad Wolf's word for it, who was the former Secretary of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. Well, without doubt.
Yep.
I mean, this situation has metastasized into such a grand ridiculousness.
Yep.
That it's hard for them to even deny that they're not laughing at everybody. We've got the power to secure the border, but they're not. But they're saying they are. You know, it's the ultimate gaslight.
Yeah.
You know, when you add the fentanyl, when you add the human trafficking, when you add the terror threat at the southern border, I mean, one thing upon another, upon another, upon another. And they still say, what's that happening down there?
Yeah.
Well, here, this guy just laid a bag of fentanyl on your desk, and he just told you that he waded across the Rio Grande. He's got wet carpet marks coming into the Oval Office to talk to you about it. No, he didn't. I mean, it's incredulous how they are bald-faced lying to every one of us.
You bet.
About what's happening in the border and doing nothing. Now, a lot of people used to say it's because they wanted to pad the rolls on the Democrat side. But when you understand how beholden the Biden administration and the progressive left is to the World Economic Forum, I have to believe that there's a dilution of sovereignty at play here.
All right, here comes the music. Can you hang on for another segment?
You bet.
All right, Frank Silvato will be right back with me here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, Frank's going to take us out to break. Here we go.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday's Georgia Senate runoff will be close, and the final Senate seat will be determined. Senator Raphael Warnock, the incumbent and Democrat from Georgia, is promoting lower drug costs for all Georgians. Republican Herschel Walker is pointing out the terrible economy and Warnock's willingness to support President Biden's overspending inflation. Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy could be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced a second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire on two electric substations. The U.S. soccer team's journey to the World Cup ended over the weekend with a loss to the Netherlands 3-1.
I'm super proud of the boys' performance today.
U.S. Captain Tyler Adams, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. Before I get back to Frank, I want to tell you that this portion of the show brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 8 years, and I take it for a simple reason. It works. And if it didn't work for me, you wouldn't be hearing me telling you about it. Now, I've got problems, most people know, with some injuries that I've suffered that just don't seem to want to go away. It is what it is, and I just live with it. But the pain that I have is something that I can't live with without the help of this product. Now, I've had to take prescription drugs in the past. I've had to load up with a handful of Aleve, literally, in the past, and I decided that wasn't very good, which it wasn't. So I chose to go to Relief Factor when I found out about it. Now, what Relief Factor does is it's all natural ingredients, and I do mean all natural. There's no narcotics. It's 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which the combination of those ingredients helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation as well as swelling, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. It's like taking a vitamin pill for pain. Only it's four little capsules in a little packet that you take. And you take that in the morning when you get started with food, and then you go from there. If you need a second one, you take the second one with your lunch. If you need a third one, you take one with your supper, which you can do. But I don't have to anymore, thank God. Once in a while, I have to take a second pack, and that's it. But not all the time. But what I'm trying to tell you is that relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is the website where you can go to find out more about this and take part in the 1995 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. The 1995 quick start is the way to start. And hopefully you'll take my advice and see what happens, because for those of you that are suffering and can't sleep at night, you know what I'm talking about. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, the website, the podcast, the articles he writes, all that great stuff. Welcome back, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And it's always a privilege, as an honor, to talk to you with the things that we do talk about. Now, I want to talk about something that I've saved until right now, and that's what's happened in North Carolina in Monroe County. Now, folks, if you haven't heard and you're sleeping under a bridge or a rock or whatever, there was some sort of, I'm going to call it an attack because that's what it appears to be, some sort of attack. It may have been sabotaged. It may have been a terrorist attack for all we know. But somebody went in and shot up an electric substation, and I mean shot it up. They didn't just hit it two or three or four or five times. They hit it numerous times with weaponry and ammunition that actually penetrated some of the equipment that was there, and you don't do that with a 22 or a 7.62 or an AR-15. That just won't do it.
Oh yeah, you're talking 30 or a 50 caliber weapon.
That's right.
You know, this is high power military grade stuff.
Yep.
So when you take that into account, you have to believe that this was a planned out execution. It wasn't just some people out having a joyride wanting to shoot something up.
Nope.
So that narrows down to the suspect groups that this could come to. Whether it could be cartel related, could be foreign terrorism related. It could be eco-terrorism related. Which more and more is turning to the tactics of foreign terror groups,
right,
and mercenaries. So you have to ask those questions, at least be brave enough to put those questions on the plate.
Yep.
Because if you're just going to say, well, you know, yeah, they shot it up, it was horrible, and we'll get them one day, you can't do that. Because normally when something like this happens, it's a test run for bigger things. They want to see how your response is. And this is just going back to the days of when terrorism was on the main stage here in the United States after 9/11. Everybody began to understand that what terror cells do is they hit a smaller and softer target to see how you're going to respond. And then they execute the bigger plan. So with that in mind, I'm hoping that any counterterrorism task force that has the authority in that area is taking this very seriously. Because of hitting a substation and wiping out power to 40,000 people only took a couple belts of 50 cal.
Yeah.
You know, what can they do with a lot more? What could they do with a more building sized thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it got to pay attention to this stuff because bad never sleeps.
No. And they are definitely looking for us to lower our guard so they can do what they want to do, which is terrorism.
Absolutely. And again, I'm going to reiterate, don't throw off the plate the fact that this could be an eco-terrorist group, because you have a group of people in power now in D.C. who are pushing green, green, green and want to get rid of every other kind of thing that is fossil fuel fueled.
Mm-hmm.
So what better way to force that change to an old grid than to give them the opportunity to have to replace it with windmills and solar panels, both of which are not ready for prime time. So we've got to start having a more critical eye to these eco-terror groups because they are active.
Yeah. And there may be something else to look at here because Los Angeles, the city council, voted unanimously after they'd given them a permit about 6 months ago, unanimously to ban a new oil well that was operating, as well as to phase out the existing ones that are anywhere inside the city limits of Los Angeles.
You know, this is how tunnel vision itself, we were talking about tunnel vision and self-importance before.
Yep.
This is how tunnel vision and self-important the activist progressive left is. California is a prime example. You have countries in Switzerland and Denmark who are actively saying they are going to limit the number of electric vehicles that
will be allowed to be on their streets because they understand their grid can't take it.
Correct.
And what are they doing in California? They're crippling themselves, and they're doing it ignorantly.
Yep.
They have not thought this through. If everybody went electric car tomorrow and plugged in, that grid would crash.
You bet it would.
And it would crash hard.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, once they get everyone to do electric cars, they're going to say, well, you know, we are, in addition to the rolling blackouts, you see, we're also going to have limits on when and how you can charge your car.
Yeah.
So you know, you're going to have to limit your travel unless you're Gavin Newsom, who wants to go to a French laundromat up in San Francisco to have dinner. You're going to understand what the elitist class is all about in California pretty damn quick if they are able to come through with this no fossil fuel vehicles after 2025 thing.
By the way,
you're going to find out real quick.
Before we have to leave, because you got about a minute and a half here, North Korea has fired over 100 artillery rounds in a dire new warning to South Korea. This happened not very far from the DMZ.
Fat man, and I'm sorry that I call him now, Fat man must be losing at the track because nobody's paying attention to him.
Or he's not getting any
Whenever nobody's paying attention to him or making sure he's got his Hennessy cognac, if that's what he likes to drink. When he is not catered to, he throws a temper tantrum like this.
Yeah.
You know, the Korean military up there, the North Korean military, and I know they can't hear us, but if by chance someone's
satellite
putting us out on satellite, yep. North Korean military, everybody's laughing at you because of your leader.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The world laughs at you because of your leader. He's an idiot.
To be continued, as they say. 30 seconds. Elon Musk is weighing in after Trump posted a bunch of stuff to terminate parts of the Constitution. I heard about this. A lot of people got upset. He probably lost some of his supporters as a result of this. But what the hell is he thinking?
You do not talk about negating parts of the Constitution, even in jest. That was a blunder. I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to be very hard-pressed to support him going forward if he keeps talking like this.
Well, he's spending too much time with Kanye, I think.
We just don't need that. You don't serve up ammunition to your opposition like that.
Nope.
It's dumb.
Nope, and he may have just cost himself the election, gave him enough fodder to do that. But anyway, I will talk to you on Friday, my friend. We're going to send everybody over to undergroundusa.com to find out more about you. Thank you very much, sir.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check him out, see all the great stuff that he's up to. In the meantime, I'm coming back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and this final segment of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch for a Monday, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And by the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., which is one reason why people like stopping there so much. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they are just about as patriotic as anybody you'll find anywhere. So if you stop by, you have a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to America. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, especially down there in the local Sarasota area, as well as the south side of Tampa Bay. They do have some restrictions on where they go to do their work when they get outside, because they can't just send somebody to go to Timbuktu. It doesn't quite work that way. But anyway, they will do things over the mail, too, if you want to order some parts. I've seen them do that before. So you can stop by and see the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Great group of people, very patriotic, and we're proud to have them as part of our advertising family. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. What a day it was yesterday in sports.
Yes, sir, Captain, it sure was. Unbelievable. Last night's game, the Cowboys were just too much for the Colts, man. Beat them 54-19. What a beatdown, man, on Sunday night football.
Yep, second-half surge.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming on strong. That division is surprising. The Giants and the Commanders, got a name, Tide 2020, Captain. And, you know, we talked about it last week. There shouldn't be ties in the National Football League. There's not ties in college football. I think they need to do something in pro football and change the overtime to determine a winner in a game. And I know you agree with me on that, and I appreciate it. And I hope the NFL does something about it, because it would be a good thing to happen.
Well, you all want winners and losers, and I get the idea behind the time. They probably were looking at a time factor because of the network constraints that they've got with other programs that come on. But still, if you got football lined up and opened up, and it's supposed to be at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night or 8 o'clock or whatever time it starts, I forgot, then you gotta leave it out there till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. I mean, how many times have you watched a baseball game go 20 plus innings and it's still 1, 2 o'clock in the morning they're playing baseball?
That's right, Captain. Same thing. Good point. That's where baseball, I think, has its right. Sometimes that's the beauty of baseball. It's not a time limit. You're gonna get your chance, I'm gonna get my chance. And I love that about the game of baseball.
Sure.
You know, we'll be here in spring training in no time, at least captain in the Alternat division, the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, did very well when they beat the Titans. It was a good football team. So that NFC East is a tough division this year, and we're going to see the Super Bowl champion very well likely to come out of that division. Would not surprise me in the least. So very good to talk about that. Now, college football, it's all set up, Captain. Georgia versus Ohio State.
Oh, boy.
Michigan versus VCU. And they were slick because they didn't move TCU from the three spot. They kept them there because they didn't want Ohio State and Michigan to play again in the college football playoff set, you know, system. It's funny how they, you know, make it work to their favor. It baffles me. And a lot of Alabama people aren't happy that they should have been given a shot to get in there. But it didn't happen. They went with 2 1-loss teams and 2 undefeated teams. So you have to say they got it right in that department.
Why would you think Alabama deserves a shot with 2 losses when you got 2 undefeated teams in there?
Well,
why would anybody think that? They don't deserve a shot. They're lucky they're even in it.
Well, because TCU just lost. Normally when you lose, you get knocked out of the top four when something like that happens. But not this time because it's only 1 loss, which is a good thing. Should you go by the record or win?
And Alabama has 2.
Correct. So, well, and there's another argument to be had. Alabama's ranked ahead of Tennessee. The Tennessee fans are happy about that.
Tennessee beat them.
Head up.
Yeah.
But Alabama's been more, you know, decisive in their victories and their losses weren't as bad as Tennessee's were. So that's the rationale behind people, how they come up with these things. So it's funny. It's something to talk about, and it makes it exciting. Talk a little bit about soccer, Captain. USA got knocked out, but decent show. A lot of young kids on that team, Captain.
Well, they're gone, but not forgotten, right?
Right on.
That was a tremendous effort.
Mm-hmm. 4 years from now, these kids are going to be 27, 28. Guess what? That's when you peak in sports. And they're going to give a good run, I believe, in the World Cup in about 4 years. I sure hope so. I'm looking forward to it. I want to give credit to England for beating Senegal in the quarterfinals. It would be interesting if England could win it all, Captain, with the Queen passing away this year. And then England wins it all. Kind of a neat story there, to say the least. Couple injuries I have to discuss. Jimmy Garoppolo out for a year with a broken foot. So now we'll see what happens with San Francisco. The kid who came in looked good, though. He was very serviceable. So we'll see what happens. Now you know if the talk's going to be out in San Francisco, right, Captain?
Yeah.
The quarterback lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The kneeler. Let's bring him back. Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, and then we have, you know, the Ravens QB, Lamar Jackson. He left the game with a knee injury. He's the guy who propels them past the Broncos. But the kid who came in there, hung in there, and did a good job for him, too. So it's funny. Some of these backup quarterbacks can jump in and fill in. I think a lot of it depends on the system and the coaching staff, Captain. As you've been around sports all your life and dealt with a lot of coaches, you know, they can do it or they can't.
Yeah.
So, well, the other thing, Captain, to bring up to let the people know, today is December the 5th, December 7th, you and I will talk Wednesday morning, Pearl Harbor Day, something to remember our great military for everything they did, but also it's kind of unusual, but it is what it is. The government has said December 7th is your last day to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. So we have 3 days, folks, to get together, discuss your plans. I'll be at the Oldsmar office all day today, Captain. Anybody wants to come by and see me, it's right after Racetrack Road, right there on Hillsborough, Tampa Road, however you want to call it. And give me a call at 813-966-1052. Real easy number to remember. If you want to save some money on your Medicare, I've helped out people put $2,000 more in their Social Security check for next year already, and I've gotten over $2,000 of benefits from the grocery store as well as through other establishments to get over-the-counter items. So you might as well take advantage of this, but you have to sign up for it. You have to do the paperwork, and I'm the one who can help you do that. So please, do yourself a favor. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052, and I can save you money on your prescriptions and your health care costs and put more money in your pocket next year with everything rising, as Matt knows. Captain, God bless you. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you Wednesday. Should be a great game tonight between the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That NFC South, they're trying to fight season to win that division, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow. All right. Patrick Highland's coming to lunch over at the Mission Barbecue there. Stop on by and see him. And for those of you locally, there seems to be something developing or brewing down in Venice involving a small aircraft. Roger P. Shulman, our news director, will have something about that, whatever it happens to be. I just got a smidgen of it here a couple minutes ago. But we'll see what it is that's transpiring down there. I will also tell you that you're going to hear more today about the Twitter files. This is really getting real fast, and it's unbelievable where we're going with all of this. The liberals are heading for the hills, literally. The newspaper and print and television. Radio people that have been hiding on this, sitting on this, not reporting it accurately, trying to direct the cause towards Joe Biden back in 2020. Now they're being found out about. Now we know that what was said was true. All the things that we were saying back then was absolutely spot on accurate when we were all taking a bunch of flack for it. Well, I guess what goes around comes around, huh? Something like that. Is that the way it goes? But anyway, I'll be back tonight with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Great Monday morning. Hope to be able to see you soon. And I'll talk to you tonight on the radio. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America and God bless our military troops and first responders.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.